शांति। ह्यूमन लाइफ इज लाइक अ ब्यूटिफुल फ्लावर। व्हेन दिस फ्लावर इज फिल्ड विद द फ्रेग्रेंस ऑफ डिवाइन वर्च्यूज वी बिकम डेटीज, बट व्हेन इट इज फिल्ड विद द ऑब्नॉक्शियस स्मेल ऑफ वाइसेस ऑफ लस्ट एंगर ग्रीड अटैचमेंट एंड एरोगेंस वी बिकम डेविल्स। In order to make our lives peaceful, we tend to rely on people and gadgets. In reality, the only source of peace and happiness is God, who's the ocean of peace and happiness. Raja Yoga is the technique by which we gain peace and happiness from God. Yoga means union or meeting. It is the meeting of the souls and the Supreme Soul or God. For that we need the real knowledge about soul and the Supreme Soul. The soul is an infinitesimal point of sentient life. When this eternal point source of metaphysical energy dwells in a body that is made of perishable matter, it is called a human being. The body is made of atoms, the point source of physical energy. Atoms unite to form molecules. Elements and compounds are formed by the union of molecules. These combine to form cells, which unite to form tissues. Tissues constitute organs. Several organs function together, forming organ systems. Human body is comprised of several systems, like respiratory system, digestive system, nervous system, and endocrine system. Metaphysical energies of the soul control the physical body made of atoms, the point source of physical energies. The soul is made up of seven metaphysical energies that are described as the basic or primary attributes of the soul. These attributes are filled in the subconscious mind, called sanskara in Hindi, and are expressed through the faculties of mind and intellect that together constitute the conscious mind. Psychologists believe that 90% of the spiritual energy is with subconscious mind and only 10% available to the conscious mind. We can compare the seven basic attributes or metaphysical energies with the seven colors of the light spectrum. Violet represents bliss. Indigo stands for knowledge, truth. Blue stands for peace. Green represents spiritual love. Yellow represents suprasensory joy. Orange represents purity. And red represents spiritual power. These spiritual energies dwell in the subconscious mind, which further holds the record of all the actions and their results or experiences. The thoughts in our conscious mind spring from these records in the subconscious mind. Intellect is the faculty of conscious mind that decides whether a particular thought is to be acted upon or not. In fact, we are constantly engaged in action at every level of thought, word, or deed. The quality of fruits, that is, the results of these actions, depend on the quality of the seeds or actions. If I want to experience joy, I have to create thoughts that are joyous. The embodied soul is called Dehi, and when it is outside the body, it is called Videhi in Hindi. Spiritual energies of the two subtle faculties of the embodied soul, mind and intellect, they get integrated with 100 trillion cells of the physical body. And that is how the soul is able to control the body made up of atoms, the point source of physical energies. The spiritual energies reach the cells through the media of nervous system and endocrine system. What the intellect visualizes appears on the screen of mind like TV picture, and at the same time we are able to experience the qualities of visualized object, person or situation. For example, when we think of the sun, we experience its heat and light. This kind of synergy between mind and intellect we make use of for Raja Yoga meditation. The form of the Supreme Soul or God and the souls is a micro point of light. The basic attributes of both are the same. Both originally reside in the soul world. The main differences between the two are: one, there's a limit to which the basic attributes, that is, soul energies, can radiate, but the attributes, that is, spiritual energies of the Supreme Soul, radiate to the infinity. That is why God is compared to the sun or the ocean. Second, the souls have to take rebirth in order to play their roles in the eternal world drama, but God descends to the eternal drama stage or corporeal world only once in a cycle. When there is extreme unrighteousness in the creation, God, the Supreme Soul, incarnates in the body of an aged person and re-establishes the righteous world. The name Shiva is indicative of this benevolent act of God. Shiva means one who benefits all. God Shiva is the Supreme Father of all souls. Hence, we call him Shiv Baba with great love. Raja Yoga meditation is a long mental journey from the corporeal world to the incorporeal soul world. In this journey, the soul reaches the incorporeal world of the Supreme Soul, and the souls wear golden red light, the Brahma prevails. When our intellect visualizes this region, we see it on the screen of our mind, simultaneously experiencing the extreme peace, the stillness, the soundless, thoughtless, motionless state. We focus the attention of the intellect and loving emotions of the mind simultaneously on Shiv Baba. This union is called Raja Yoga. Through this meditation, we souls fill the basic attributes, divine virtues and powers of God Shiva within. Simultaneously, the soul experiences the supra-sensory joy and sweetness of all relations with Shiv Baba. In order to have such God realization, we need to have self-realization at the first hand. The first step in the practice of Raja Yoga is to visualize the self with the awareness. I am a micro point of sentient spiritual light. I, the embodied soul, visualize myself as a shining micro star over the forehead in between the eyebrows, that Dehi is bound to 100 trillion cells of my physical body, and hence it has to be freed from this bondage before I can proceed on this spiritual journey to Paramdham. I visualize myself moving out of my seat in the brain and stationing the cell 8 inches above the head. Now I have become bodiless soul or Videhi. In order to see my primary attributes within the soul, the point of light is expanded into a seed form, and the 7 basic attributes are visualized as 7 photon fields of Vibhyor. In this bodiless Videhi stage, I am ever full in all the 7 basic attributes. In fact, Shiv Baba always sees his children in this perfect form, Sampurna Swarup only. Now, I, the bodiless soul, reach my home, the incorporeal soul world, Paramdham. I see my most beloved Shiv Baba spreading the Vibhyor rays to infinity. First, I see the indigo photon rays of true knowledge from the Supreme Teacher Shiv Baba coming towards me and filling my indigo photon field of truth. Now, all points of godly knowledge become very clear to me. I become Trikal Darshi, the knower of 3 aspects of time, Triloki Nayak, the master of 3 worlds, master seed of the human family tree. Now, I see the indigo rays of Shiv Baba spreading to the corporeal world after filling my indigo photon field and filling the indigo photon fields of innumerable souls there, erasing their spiritual ignorance. As these souls now get connected to Shiv Baba directly, their indigo fields get filled and start overflowing. These indigo photons now join together, creating waves of indigo photons throughout the universe. The blue photon rays of peace from the Supreme Mother Shiv Baba illuminate my blue photon field. I experience supreme peace. These peace rays now spill over to the corporeal world after filling my peace field. The blue photon fields of millions of souls get illuminated with the blue photons of peace from Shiv Baba. These souls too experience extreme peace. Soon their peace fields get filled and start overflowing and create strong waves of peace in the universe, giving much relief to the peaceless souls. The green photon rays of spiritual love emanating from Shiv Baba, my supreme consort, are illuminating my green field of spiritual love. I experience the pure, selfless love of God, my supreme consort. These green photons now reach the corporeal world, illuminate the green love fields of millions. These souls too get filled soon, start overflowing, and create strong green waves of spiritual love, erasing hatred, anger, and violence. The yellow rays of suprasensory joy from Shiv Baba, my supreme companion, now fill my yellow photon field of joy. I am swinging with pure spiritual joy. These joy rays of Shiv Baba now reach the corporeal world, illuminate the joy fields of millions. These too start overflowing now, creating strong waves of spiritual joy that erases the gloom and installs the smile on millions of faces. Now, orange rays of purity from my supreme spiritual guide, preceptor, illuminate my orange field of purity. I experience the strength of purity in me. These rays now overflow into the corporeal world. Illuminate the orange fields of purity in millions. These souls experience the strength of purity. These orange rays now create strong waves of purity in the universe, erasing the impurities of the soul. Now, I see the red photon rays of Almighty Supreme Father Shiv Baba illuminating my red photon field. I am getting charged with the spiritual powers. Become Master Almighty. These red might rays now spreads to the corporeal world. Illuminate the power fields of millions of souls there. Red might rays of Shiv Baba now unite to create strong red might waves, strengthening the weak and powerless souls. Violet photon rays of Shiv Baba, my supreme child, now fill my violet photon field of bliss. I experience supreme bliss. These bliss rays now spread over to the corporeal world, filling the violet fields of millions of souls there. These violet rays of Shiv Baba now unite to form strong violet waves of bliss that spread over the entire universe. As a result, people become free from fear, sorrow, and tension. I have now become an embodiment of all the seven basic attributes. I now return to the corporeal world and occupy my seat within the brain to become embodied. My subconscious mind, Sanskara, being filled with all the basic attributes, it brings only positive thoughts in my mind. My intellect and mind are filled with divine virtues now. My belief systems, my attitudes, all have become positive. Spiritual and human values are reflected in all my interactions with other souls now. Om Shanti.